show, and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
At Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, get into the hottest performing SUV, the 2020 MDX. With its spacious interior, high-tech performance, and sophisticated design, it is the best SUV on the road today. And right now, get a 0.99% APR on certified pre-owned MDX for 36 months. Plus, enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
APR offer valid OAC through Acura Financial Services. Down payment varies. Restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2021.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Republican Senator David Perdue has conceded to Democrat John Ossoff in Georgia. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
In a statement, Perdue notes that while he defeated Ossoff in the general election in November, he fell short in the January 5th runoff. He says, quote, "Now I want to congratulate the Democratic Party and my opponent for this runoff win." He says he and his wife will continue to pray for what he calls our wonderful state and our great country. May God continue to bless Georgia and the United States of America. Dual Democrat wins in Georgia mean that for the first time in nearly 20 years, the state will be represented by two Democrat senators in Washington. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and Biden says he's just fine with that, calling it one of the few things we've ever agreed on. Trump will be the first incumbent president since Andrew Johnson to skip his successor's inauguration. In a Friday tweet, Trump said, "To all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Vice President Mike Pence is expected to attend the inauguration. While Trump stays away, former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton will attend. The U.S. economy shed jobs last month.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April, when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. While far below April highs, those numbers are nearly twice the pre-pandemic levels of February. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the Nasdaq rose 134, the S&P advanced 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas is ready to welcome the world back. That's the message from Mayor Carolyn Goodman as she delivered her 10th State of the City address. Nearly an hour-long speech was pre-recorded instead of the usual live presentation from City Hall. Despite the economic ravages of the COVID-19 pandemic, Goodman remained positive, calling on residents to remain constant in their commitment to the city and to each other. Using a video, the mayor highlighted the city's response to the coronavirus outbreak and how it dealt with key issues like education and infrastructure. She also acknowledged the passing of former Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh. It was instrumental in redeveloping downtown Las Vegas, and Metro Police Lieutenant Eric Lloyd, who died from COVID-19 complications. MGM Resorts is furloughing 140 managers across Las Vegas properties. Company officials say the move comes as it anticipates business volume to remain low to begin the new year. Like other gaming companies, MGM has conducted thousands of furloughs and layoffs since the COVID-19 pandemic began last March. Nearly 63,000 employees were furloughed last year, with 18,000 being permanently laid off this past August. Nevada casino floors are only at 25% capacity under the governor's mandate.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, for a Friday afternoon, not too bad on the early commute. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, north and Hacienda, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain. Do look for some heavy volumes in a couple of areas, though. The Beltway 215 West at Green Valley and 95 West at Jones.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's the Friday, January 8th edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Of course, this being Friday, you know how we like to celebrate. We believe that you work real hard all week long to get to the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. I just love it. Great to have with us a guy that is a true patriot in so many ways. He spent 30 years on the job with Metro as a lieutenant. He's the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he is absolutely an amazing, amazing individual. He is Randy Sutton, and he joins us. Randy, how you been, my friend?
I am doing great, Kevin. Thank you for asking, and
Great to be here with you today.
How many other TV or radio stations have you done in the last 24 hours?
Well,
lots?
Yeah, I'd have to say. I was on Fox and Friends this morning, just got booked for Fox and Friends again tomorrow morning.
Let me just ask you, your initial, when I'm not even sure if you watched it originally. I watched it live, and it was fascinating viewing. But I'm curious, did you get a chance to see it live, or did you see it, the clips?
The debacle in Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it live.
What did you think?
I was astounded. I truly was. I was astounded at the epic failure of leadership of the Capitol Police to allow what took place. As a law enforcement officer, I've worked mass person demonstrations. Listen, I understand the way planning has to be. When you plan for an event such as any possibility where there's going to be a mass demonstration and the potential for violence, you plan contingency plans. You work with you pull in your what's called mutual aid agreements with surrounding agencies. You prepare for mass arrests with buses and with the equipment necessary to transport a whole bunch of people, and that was all missing in this craziness. I watched astounded as I saw what was basically the mob completely take over the Capitol of the United States. It was shocking to me.
I want to ask you about style, because the first thing I saw when I and CNN and Fox, they all use that same piece of tape where some guy with a red MAGA hat, naturally, knocks the plate glass window out of a window, and people go crawling through into the Capitol. And I kept thinking to myself, but that's not the style of MAGA people. They honor our Capitol. They believe it's a blessed, hallowed place. They're not going to be, breaking into it and beating down windows and defacing stuff. I mean, that's an Antifa thing. What did you think about that? The style. I mean, I would think a cop, in looking at it, the first thing he'd say is that's not the style of MAGA people.
Well, that was my initial thought as well. The unfortunate reality is that as information has been disseminated regarding the people who have been arrested or who have been identified as participating in this craziness. Many of them, I think that all of them have been identified as supporters of Donald Trump, which I found shocking. But at the same time, when you gin up an emotional issue like what has taken place in this country, people could be moved to a mob mentality. And while I'm sure that the thousands and thousands of people that were in the crowds, the vast majority of them were there for peaceful protest, there was this element of hundreds of people that decided that they were going to take it further and enter forcibly the Capitol. In fact, the woman who was killed by Capitol Police was an ardent Trump supporter. So, I found it astounding, and at the same time so disturbing, because mostly the followers of Trump, Trump has been a very, very ardent supporter of law enforcement. So when I saw that these people who committed these incredible, heinous acts were in fact apparently, after they've been identified and shown to be people who were supporters of Donald Trump. So unfortunately, I'd like to say, all those people were Antifa, but so far none of the facts correspond with that.
I will be interested to see when, and again, they're going to be arresting hundreds, maybe thousands of people all across the country. In fact, the guy that was sitting in the speaker's chair in the House, he's been arrested. He's going to face years in prison. I am assuming then you're not surprised that the sergeant at arms in the Senate has been fired, essentially, turned in his resignation. Capitol Police, the chief, losing a job. You're not surprised that heads are rolling, right?
No, absolutely not. And you know what? It's justifiable. What took place is something that should never have taken place. You know, Kevin, you know as well as I do that I've been following protests, the unrest, the violence across America. I've covered it in Portland and Seattle and New York and Minneapolis and everywhere else. And you know, you can change the hats, but mob violence is mob violence. And I have called for the consequences to follow when you commit acts of violence against law enforcement or against the innocents who have faced such destruction in the cities of America. Now, here's what I find really disturbing is that President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris have come out and just made outrageous claims that the police didn't act decisively because they were Trump supporters. They didn't act decisively because of the criticism and the issues that followed the last protest, where law enforcement was derided and accused and criticized for using force against the violent protesters. So now, I mean, this is literally the law enforcement is caught in the middle of something that is a literal no-win situation. If you act with the force necessary, you get criticized, you get threatened with defunding, you get every possible recrimination from social media and the media and the political leadership. Then, if you don't act decisively, as happened the other day, then you're accused of favoritism. You can have it both ways. This is what I call the result of consequences for no consequences. And the hypocrisy of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is the one, suddenly she's calling for consequences. Well, she's been the one that has actually taken part in no consequences for violent actions across the United States to the point of creating a bail fund for the people that have destroyed cities in this country. So now she's talking suddenly about consequences. It is incredible hypocrisy.
Again, Randy Sutton joining us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he is a guy that you'll see on Fox. In fact, you'll be seeing him probably on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. What did you think of the president's speech? When these people are talking impeachment, they're saying the one count is going to be incitement to riot or something like that. Did you see anything incendiary in his rhetoric?
No, I did. Well, let me put it this way. I'm disappointed in President Trump. I've been a supporter of his for what I saw in the last few months was not something that I had expected to see. Especially when this insurrection took place, he should have come out very, very forcefully immediately. He didn't. In fact, when he did come out, he continued to talk about his issues. And that was wrong. That was to me unexplainable. Well, no, I'm not going to say unexplainable because it is explainable, but it's unconscionable. That's when he should have truly been a leader and should have truly shown courage and integrity and said, "This has to stop. This is at the very beginning of when this madness began, and he didn't, and he didn't. And I am quite honestly, I'm so disappointed. I think he did irreparable damage to himself. That that now he has now set the a conservative agenda that was really positive. He did great stuff as a president. His actions and his policies and many of the things that he did, that he, of course, he never got credit for, were incredible. But how is he going to leave office now? He's leaving office in a really horrible situation, and I'm really disappointed.
In our final couple of minutes, could this thing have been saved early? Could early action by the Capitol Police or the National Guard or whoever it is that could have responded? I mean, you had a crowd of 100,000 people, and they were all going to be walking 15 blocks from the Ellipse to the Capitol. And I guess my question is there something the cops could have done that they didn't do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was an epic failure on the leadership of the Capitol Police, and the fact that the chief signed under pressure is proper. This could have been forecasted, and it could have been dealt with a proper contingency plan. More than 50 police officers were injured. One was murdered in this. He was hit in the head and later died as a result of those injuries. And I blame leadership. There should have been a contingency plan that was worthwhile. It should have invoked the mutual aid pact that exists between them and the Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department. They didn't. They didn't have the National Guard on standby, which they should have. They didn't have buses ready to do mass arrests and to prepare for mass arrests. They didn't do that. They failed. They failed planning 101 on this, Kevin. I mean, I've worked mass events for many years. I've seen, the Metropolitan Police Department begins planning for a mass event like New Year's Eve the day after New Year's, and that could have been planned for, and it could have been they could have been stopped when the first initial waves of mob rule began, and it should have.
Wow. Wow. Randy, it's always good to talk to you. Unfortunately, it's normally at times like this under all kinds of stress and strain. Hopefully next time we can get together, it'll be on a more pleasant note. If folks want to know more about the Wounded Blue, how do they find out about it?
Real easy. Go to www.thewoundedblue.org. We've reached out to all the officers that were injured in this and other throughout the United States. We are the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled officers. We need your help. Please go to thewoundedblue.org and see how you can support us.
Randy, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
There you go, Randy Sutton. Good guy, retired Metro cop, 30 years on the job, and the founder of the Wounded Blue, and all the good stuff that they do. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, a guy that sent a letter to the Secretary of State, and he brought up issues that I don't hear in the fake news media. I don't hear from our politicians, Republican or otherwise, and it's time we did. We'll talk with Vincent Palmieri, the founder of the Asian Pacific Community Awareness Group. His letter I read on the air the other day, and I got a ton of response, so I said, well, let's have him on. Vincent Palmieri will join us in just a couple minutes as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His letter to the Secretary of State Barb Zagafsky begins, "We the people of Nevada elected you to protect the Nevada Constitution, the United States Constitution, and the people of Nevada. It appears that Governor Sisolak is interfering in you making good decisions for the well-being of Nevadans." That is the wordsmithing of Vincent Palmieri. He'll join us coming up in just a couple minutes. He is a and by the way, he is a guy that has made huge sacrifices. He's a Purple Heart recipient. And that gives him some cachet. Stick around, more to do. Oh, and by the way, one of the